Greetings, everyone, and welcome. It is a Gym Class Friday edition coming your way here on KGYM. We are live from our studios here today on a picture-perfect Friday. Scott Udash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. We get you ready for the 4th of July holiday three-day weekend. And by the way, before we celebrate everything here on Monday with the fireworks, etc., et al., happy Canada Day to all our folks, friendly folks up north, eh? From Ottawa to Fort Francis, Vancouver to Prince Edward Island, everywhere in between, and especially a big Canada Day hello to Cheryl Bernard, wherever you may be. Right? You echo those sentiments, don't you?
Wonderful curler.
A fine curler.
Yes.
One of the best out there. Still one of the best out there. It is Canada Day, though, by the way. Also, July 1st, so many new things. It's the start of the new fiscal year, of course. A lot of people moving into new jobs today around the state of Iowa. We got a brand new school joining the Iowa Conference. They had a big get-together today in downtown Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center to welcome in Nebraska Wesleyan as the first non-Iowa school to be in the Iowa Conference. They were represented. All the Iowa Conference schools were represented today. And do you know what the Nebraska Wesleyan mascot is, Mark? I will give you the quiz here.
I have not looked it up, and I have no idea.
Prairie Wolves.
The Prairie Wolves.
Okay. Yes.
Doesn't fit well in the headline.
You still got that newspaper mentality.
I do.
Yes. Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, we welcome in Nebraska Wesleyan. And that goes into the Iowa Conference. They are an official, full-fledged member as of today. There you go.
I think it's great. And you were telling me earlier they have a terrific basketball program.
Yes, they do.
And
good golf program, too.
It doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to have a Nebraska team in the Iowa Conference, but conference names don't make any sense anymore anyway. You've got the Big Ten.
With 14 teams.
You've got the Big 12.
With 12 teams.
You've got the SEC.
No, 10 teams. I beg your pardon. Don't ask me how many the SEC has.
With 14. Missouri.
14. 14.
Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever it is now with Colorado and Utah.
Pac-12. Used to be the Pac-8.
Yeah, it did.
Mark and I remember when it was the Pac-8. We remember when the Western Athletic Conference had football, and it was relevant with Arizona and Arizona State and other teams like that.
Should be interesting. Obviously, the westernmost school in the league, but, you know, Buena Vista, that has to travel quite a bit. A little shorter jog.
Still a three-hour trip from
from
Storm Lake to Lincoln.
True. And I think the conference still wants to expand a bit, don't you think?
I got to think so. There are 9 teams right now. 10 would probably make for an easier schedule than 9, but you never know. But Chuck Yerger and everybody put on a great show today downtown at the U.S. Cellular Center, welcoming in Nebraska Wesleyan. So we welcome them in as well. Maybe you'll see a Minnesota school.
It's in Lincoln, right?
It is in Lincoln.
Okay.
Yep, Lincoln, Nebraska. Would you have enjoyed your trip in a van to Lincoln, Nebraska to play a little Iowa Conference
golf? I don't think
so. No, you were in the Midwest Conference
then.
We were
in the Midwest Conference.
You had enough long trips.
Monmouth, Beloit, Knox. Knox wasn't bad. That's in Galesburg.
No, that's not bad. Did you play at that course just off the interstate there? Is that where Knox plays?
Sangataha, I think it's called.
And bless you.
Yeah, we played there a few times.
All right.
Yeah.
So 5 hours over to Lincoln, but not too bad. Not too bad a trip in this day and age. Here on the program today, our main topic for the day is to talk a little bit about Iowa football as we turn the calendar from June until to July. We're going to talk about our topic today, your all-time Iowa Hawkeye football team made up of State of Iowa players. Boy, we had fun with this a little bit earlier on.
Yeah.
This was good. I think we're going to have fun with this out there. So get your list ready to go. We'll kind of attack it position by position out there, and we will talk about you can make a pretty darn good team of State of Iowa people. And maybe, like I said, we can do this for Iowa State. We can do it for UNI as well. But we're going to start, obviously, with Iowa here being close in the backyard. So we will do that coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah, it was a memory exercise actually for me in trying to remember where all these players were from. Some were obvious, aka Tim DeWight and whatnot. But should be a lot of fun. We'll take your calls and texts if you'd like to chime in on that subject a little later.
Yeah, there were some positions that had a bunch of people, and there were some positions that didn't have quite as many people out there. But just some very, very tough decisions that would have to be made as far as depth charts are concerned. And at 10 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, you have just gone 10 minutes without talk of the NBA on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You are welcome, Eastern Iowa.
Does that mean you want to talk about the
NBA?
Okay.
I am sorry, Mark. It was like Christmas last night at 11 o'clock. ESPN had people stationed all. I get it. It's important. Is it this important for the 2.5 months of nonstop NBA talk other than the tributes to Ali over a couple of weekends? It's Matthew Dellavedova getting an ungodly amount of money is what it is.
Jeremy Lin,
who has not been really significant in 2 years and really hasn't only been significant except for 2 weeks, but it's getting a lot of money. I don't get it, but people do. I respect that.
I'm not interested in the NBA offseason. I'm barely interested in the regular season.
It's time to get to football. It's time to turn the page, isn't it? Let's refreshingly talk about baseball. Huh? The Cleveland Indians are doing something right now that they have never done in their history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's barely a blip on the radar right now. They've gone 2 weeks without losing a baseball game. And they have built up a pretty good lead in the American League Central right now. And like I said, you could hear a pin drop in Cleveland with that going on. But, hey, you got Matthew Dellavedova.
It's a 6-game lead for Cleveland, and I don't know that many people had the Indians
other than Todd
on their
Bravo
radar.
Camp.
Todd did. Yeah, you have to give him credit for that. Kansas City was going to be one of your favorites. Still in it, 6 games back. Detroit and Chicago still trying to hang. They're over 500. But, this is not going to last forever.
No, they're going to lose. They're going to lose again.
But teams that win divisions often need stretches like this.
Yeah. If you'd like to comment, we'd love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600. That's the Guppies on the Go text line. When you're on the go, we want to know what you think on the Guppies on the Go text line. We appreciate that. Mentioned the fact that it's a brand new start of the fiscal year. We've got new athletic directors coming in starting today, or maybe after the 4th of July, after the holiday weekend. But you got Linmar, Washington, Xavier, Iowa City West, Solon, all with the brand new athletic directors. And I'm sure a lot more around Eastern Iowa and around the state.
Certainly a time of change, and I don't expect the athletic programs at those schools to take a dive by any means just because they're going to change athletic directors, but it seems an inordinate amount, at least in the Metro and the Mississippi Valley Conference.
Then you got the baseball story of White Sox prospect Matt Davidson gets his first major league hit yesterday and breaks a foot rounding first base. Boy, that's the high and the low of sports right there in 1 5-second span of time.
Very unfortunate. I mean, that's not the end of his career, as opposed to the Phillies minor leaguer who, in a freak accident, lost his eye. I mean, that was horrible, I thought.
Absolutely. 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, and 319-366-1600. We will entertain your texts, entertain your phone calls as well. We're going to go to the phones, and we're going to talk about former Hawkeyes on the football side of things,
mm-hmm.
and talk about them as far as if you can build a team and have it perform very, very well.
I'd love to talk to a former NBA player who once scored 40-some points in a game. I'd love to do that.
You want to do that?
I'd love to if one called.
Well, how we got AC Earl on the line.
Oh, wonderful.
So we are going to talk some basketball. AC joins us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. How you doing?
I listen to you guys every day. You guys do a great job.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that.
So
go ahead.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. I know you guys were slamming the NBA free agency and stuff.
Well, I understand it.
Say, you know, our guys come to Iowa to play basketball, and their end goal is to go to the NBA. And, you know, that's what Devin Marble wanted to do. That's what Matt Gaines wanted to do. That's what Utah wanted. You know, hopefully he should have got drafted, I thought. And so I think to, like, discard that sometimes and say, well, let's not talk about the NBA or let's not talk about the outrageous contracts. I bet you these guys know how much some of these guys are making because that's their ultimate goal.
True. Yeah. I mean, AC, you played in the 90s. What do you think about the salaries that have been being thrown around today?
Well, of course, it's insurmountable, and that's kind of the same way it was when I got to the NBA. You know, all the old guys were saying, wow, these young guys are coming in making a million. You know, to put it in perspective, Moses Malone was the first guy to make $1 million in 79, and the average salary was $1 million when I came into the NBA. And so, obviously, you know, the salaries have increased due to the TV, due to the merchandising, due to the licensing. I think it's all great because an old guy like me, that means I'm going to get a bump up in my pension.
That's a good point, AC.
I get the NBA free agency. I'm to the point. AC, I've heard about it for 2.5 months. I'm ready to talk about something else now.
Well, yeah, you know what? There's tons of things we could talk about. We could talk about college athletics and the improprieties of, you know, athletes getting compensation and how much money the coaches are making and all the free agency the coaches can go do and the players can't transfer. You know, the players can't sell merchandising. They can't get autographs. They have to rely on their stipend check. You know, there's tons of things that we could talk about, obviously, in college sports. And I'm a college basketball and football fan. I love the BCS. I love college basketball. I love NFL football, but I just think to go on the radio today and slam NBA free agency when it's the biggest NBA free agency day, I just felt a little slighted, fellas.
No worries, AC. That's okay.
You know, I'm an old NBA vet.
That's okay. No worries. What are you doing with your life these days?
Well, to sell a little real estate, do some rentals. I was fortunate enough to stay in the area and kind of see the real estate boom and kind of understand it and, you know, had some good luck with it. I teach a class at the University of Iowa, coaching class where young players or young, you know, ex-players, high school players, guys who play at the college level might want to aspire to be a coach. And so I teach that class. And obviously I coach my kids with the AAU, Venom Sports, and Iowa Elite. So, you know, staying busy in Eastern Iowa. I love listening to you guys. You guys do a great job. I love my guy Tyler Ryder. He had a great Pat Summit story the other day. But I even have one better to top him.
Okay.
So a few years ago, I took my daughter to Tennessee camp, and I was fortunate enough to work Bruce Pearl's camp at the same time, and Pat Summit's camp was right after that. So I worked camp, and Pat Summit came up to me with those gorgeous, piercing blue eyes, and she talked in that country accent, and she said, "AC, your daughter's got a lot of potential." And it just kind of shook me in my boots, you know. But she was a great woman, and I was fortunate enough to work her camp and listen to her and had a great time down there. It's sad to see her gone.
Yeah. And whether it's male or female, one of the best coaches out there. And,
definitely.
Yeah. Hey, AC, appreciate it. Thanks for listening in. Say hi to Kenya everybody else.
Thank you for taking my call, fellas, and keep it up, and I love listening to you guys.
Hey, we're going to put you on hold here because our producer, Alex, wants to get some information from you, okay?
Sure, sounds good.
Thanks, AC.
Yeah.
There's AC Earl.
That wasn't in the planning session, but
no,
that was kind of good.
But that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I expect a former NBA guy to have that.
Oh, absolutely.
And fine, it's part of the season. There's an NBA offseason, then Major League Baseball offseason. I guess we get worn out by some of the network people that think there's nothing else going on.
I'm worn out.
Yeah.
I'm worn out. Tiger's not playing. That's not really news, is it? Third straight major he's going to miss. He's going to miss the Open Championship coming up. So
there is golf going on, though. The WGC Invitational at Firestone. Not a very good day for Zach Johnson in the least. He's through 10 holes in his second round, and he's 4 over par. 5 bogeys, 1 birdie. And for some reason, he's struggling with his driving accuracy, which is 23% right now.
Aren't we all?
And greens in regulation are only at 32%. So uncharacteristically struggling for Zach. He's tied for 37th. The lead held still by Will McGirt, but just by 1 over David Lingmerth and Jason Day.
Yeah. Another piece of news from the world of golf. Royal Troon has voted to allow women members for the first time in club's history. So that's that is to keep a part of the British Open rotation.
Mm.
There was, Turnberry, I believe, was the club here lately that still has said they are not going to allow women into their club, and they have been kicked out of the British Open rotation. And I think it's Turnberry. I'd have to double-check on that, but I know it's one of them that's hosted a bunch of British Open championships. But Troon is going to allow women to join, which is great. That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
The way it should be out there. Augusta did that a few years ago and made that particular change. 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We are going to talk about our topic. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get you a bottom of the hour Sports Center as well. Our topic today, if you had to put together an all-time Iowa football team made up of State of Iowa players, who would your team include? And got a whole list here, got a whole laundry list of people that I've got written down. I know you got a lot of them written down there, so we will we'll have some fun with that and talk about that coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a fun exercise. I had a lot of fun putting the list together, and I hope you'll enjoy as well.
Absolutely. All right, coming up on 22 past the hour of 3, we will take a break on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. More after this.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $22. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekend evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $22 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
It's America's 240th birthday, and the Atlanta Braves and Miami Marlins will help celebrate at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Drives it well, left field, and it's gone! There go the fireworks.
It's the first professional game of any sport to be played on an active military base. The Braves and Marlins on a special edition of Sunday Night Baseball.
Sunday Night Baseball, the Braves and the Marlins, is Sunday at 6, right here on KGYM.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
3:23, back with you here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We are going to be off on the 4th, our nation's holiday, and we will be back with you coming up on Tuesday of next week. Cal Eldred will join us at that time. Wednesday, we'll have Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We will have Mike Halas next week, but we're going to have him on Thursday. And then coming up on Friday next week, we're going to get an update on what's going on with Mount Mercy Athletics. And then I believe also we're going to talk with IndyCar driver Joseph Newgarden coming up next week as well, a driver from Hendersonville, Tennessee, who took a really hard crash at Texas a couple weeks back, and then came back after breaking a clavicle and a bone in his wrist and raced at Road America last week. So very, very hearty gentleman Joseph Newgarden is from just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. So we will talk with him coming up on the program next week. I believe we are working on a holiday-themed poll question brought to you by Emil's Sideway.
Yep, we'll bring that to you when it's posted and ready to go. Freedom Festival, well underway with tons of activities around the quarter. You can go to freedomfestival.com to check out the list of this year's events running through, of course, the 4th of July. Tonight is movie night at the ballpark. The movie starts at 7 o'clock. Gates open at 6. Grab your blankets and head to Veterans Memorial Stadium. Enjoy the movie Sandlot. It's free with a Freedom Festival button. Kids 8 and under do not need a button.
Enjoy. Enjoy a lot of activities. And, of course, the parade tomorrow. Tyler and Todd are going to be in there, I believe, with a four-legged friend of Tyler's. So look for that tomorrow. And, of course, all the activities coming up on the 4th. Also want to mention that KGYM has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information at least 60 days prior to the event. If selected, we will put it on our online page, kgymradio.com. Go there and click on Community MVP to get everything started.
I know you were out mowing the lawn and didn't see it, but a tremendous performance last night by Ruby Martin of Iowa City. I've started to watch the Olympic trials. The swimming and track and field are on now. 16 years old, made the finals, the 200 breaststroke, I think, and was seated eighth in the finals and finished fourth. Only two go to the Olympics, and she was a ways back of the top two, but not that far. And I thought it was just a gritty performance by a 16-year-old. She goes to Iowa City West, has not swam for the Trojans, but it was fun to watch an Iowa kid do that.
Yeah, it was. Her goal was just to get to the semifinals. And here she made the finals and went from an outside lane, qualified eighth, and finished fourth.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. Poll question is up at kgymradio.com. What are you most looking forward to the 4th of July weekend? Is it a three-day weekend, fireworks, parade, friends and family, backyard barbecue, or baseball? Go ahead and vote, kgymradio.com. What are you looking forward to?
Kind of like all the above. I'm not a big fireworks person anymore.
You've seen them all?
I don't like the crowds. I've got a vantage point that I can go to that there aren't a whole lot of people, which is kind of nice. If you can get together with friends and family, that's always a bonus. I'm looking forward to golf tomorrow, I'll tell you the truth.
I am too. Yeah, we got a golf event tomorrow, and we will have fun with that. Going to be a great weekend weather-wise.
Yeah, it is.
When was the last time we had a 4th of July with temperatures in the mid to upper 70s and not 95 degrees with 80% humidity and just out there sweltering?
Well, we're going to get that next week, it looks like. Yeah, but not over the weekend.
No.
Which is good.
It's going to be beautiful for the holiday weekend. Maybe a slight chance of rain.
Yes, 31-18, pointing out Ruby Martin is Oliver Martin's sister. Oliver, of course, the tremendous all-around athlete at West who's getting a ton of football offers right now and baseball offers.
Could be a swimmer, too.
Could be a swimmer.
terrific all-around athlete is Oliver Miller. By the way, speaking of all-around athletes, University of Iowa Track and Field announced today that Tristan Wirfs is going to compete. He's going to do double duty down at Iowa. Of course, the Mount Vernon football player, Mount Vernon athlete, he is going to be on the football team, scholarship football player, and is also going to be a thrower for the Iowa track and field team, which makes me wonder if that might be the same path that Adalys Jacobus could take as well.
Sean Beyer?
Sean Beyer. I don't know. They're all good track and football players, crossover athletes there. So we will have to see, but Tristan Wirfs has made it official, at least both of them. As far as track and field and football, that he is going to compete in both of them coming up for the University of Iowa. So, speaking of Iowa, we're going to talk about your all-time State of Iowa football Hawkeyes, and we will do that here on the program after we get to the bottom of the hour Sports Center. That is coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and then we'll get you ready for baseball coming up tonight as well.
Matt, the Michigan fan on the text line 6980, he's looking forward to a three-day weekend, family, fishing, and Busch Light.
And not in that order, right?
America, he says.
Matt, America, and Michigan. He's got it all taken care of. Matt, a new dad, though, as we learned last week. So he will have a good 4th of July with the brand new baby out there. And yeah, I think if you do indulge this weekend, you know, find a designated driver and just make sure everybody gets home safely. If you're out on the water as well, down at Lake McBride or wherever you choose to go, designated driver out there as well, because they're not much different between water and a highway.
Good suggestion.
Thank you. That's my public service announcement today. I know the APC is going to have a public service announcement coming up later that they're going to play tonight before 7 o'clock.
They might even tell you how to get a fishing license. You never know.
Might do that. Might do that indeed. But they will have a public service announcement coming up a little bit later on as well. We're going to get you a bottom of the hour Sports Center. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We have the poll question up, as we mentioned. We got baseball tonight. Twins and the Texas Rangers from Target Field in Minneapolis. And you're going to try to cool down those Texas Rangers tonight.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And that will be at 7 o'clock. We'll join up with the Twins Radio Network. And then Corey Provis and Dan Gladden will be along at about 7:10 with the first pitch tonight from Target Field. This Sports Center update is brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Deuce Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Back with more after this.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Deuce Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
That kind of thing. Some people are. Personal preference. No purchase necessary. For official rules, eligibility details, and to enter, go to Ferguson.com/Ford Giveaway.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. No NBA contracts can be signed until next Thursday, but there's plenty of activity around the league. On day one of free agency, forward Chandler Parsons will sign a 4-year max deal with the Grizzlies worth about $95 million. Evan Fournier will re-sign with the Magic, 5 years, $85 million. ESPN's Jeff Goodman reports free agent guard Evan Turner will leave the Celtics and sign a 4-year, $70 million deal with the Trailblazers. The Bucks will sign guard Matthew Dellavedova, 4 years, $38 million. He'll leave the NBA champion Cavaliers. From the NFL, Ravens tight end Darren Waller gets a 4-game suspension for violating the league's substance abuse policy. Baseball today, a matinee in Toronto. The Indians looking for their 14th straight win, are tied with the Blue Jays at 1 in the 11th. At UEFA Euro 2016, the quarterfinals right now on ESPN2. In the 76th minute, Wales leads Belgium 2-1. At Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic down 2-0 to American Sam Querrey.
What if every purchase you made came with a reward? Earn 1% cash back everywhere, every time with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback and earn more cash back for the things you buy most.
It's fun to splurge on nice things, but it's better to get those same nice things at a great value. Like a Honda certified pre-owned vehicle. The best certified pre-owned value in America and backed by a limited warranty. Let Honda Certified Pre-Owned take you farther. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Honda, start something special.
Based on 2015 Vincentric Best CPO Value in America Awards analysis applicable to 2011 to 2015 Honda model years. See dealer for limited warranty details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get a 5-quart jug of STP conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $18.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like AccuCheck and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out of pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Attention contractors, announcing the Ferguson Ultimate Fan Giveaway. It's the biggest thing in plumbing since the downward flush. Ferguson is giving away a customized all-new Ford Transit van loaded with brand name tools and wrapped with your logo. It's worth over $100,000. It's the biggest thing since Righty Tighty Lefty Loosey, since the bidet. If you're into that kind of thing, some people are. Personal preference. No purchase necessary. For official rules, eligibility details, and to enter, go to ferguson.com/Ford Giveaway.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:35 on the Friday edition of the Gym Class before the 4th of July holiday weekend. We hope everybody has a happy one out there and a safe one out there as well. 319-366-1600. That is our phone number. Also, our Guppies on the Go text line, because we're going to talk about our Friday topic today, Mark, and that is University of Iowa football. Putting together an all-star team made up entirely of players that were born in the state of Iowa. And that is the one stipulation that we have on it today. So if you're thinking Chuck Long, he doesn't qualify because he's from Wheaton, Illinois. Ronnie Harmon doesn't qualify because he's from out in the New York, New Jersey area. Pretty simple, right? Pretty simple. Those are the rules.
Maybe not simple to identify the one team, but there's a lot of, going through this, there were positions, especially both sides of the line of scrimmage, offensive and defensive line, that I thought it was pretty easy to come up with a list, and maybe not so easy to trim it down to, you know, what would be a starting lineup. Other positions were a little more difficult.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it was Muirfield, not Turnberry.
Okay.
I stand corrected. Muirfield, out there. I don't want to get into a whole political thing. 319-366-1600. Let's start. Let's just go down position by position. That sound pretty good? That's probably the easiest way to do it, right?
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. That's our text and phone line.
Absolutely. You can't have a team without a quarterback, right?
Correct.
So, starting off with the quarterback spot, first thing is that Niall Kinnick listed as a halfback. So, I know he has played quarterback in the past. It was a different football. It was different back then. But we're going to list Mr. Kinnick as a running back at this point. But still a lot of good quarterbacks out there. You and I kind of agree on the one that kind of tops our lists anyway, and he helped lead Iowa to Rose Bowls back in the 1950s.
Randy Duncan, second in the Heisman Trophy voting in 1958, as you mentioned, led Iowa to the Rose Bowl. He seems, if you're going to put Kinnick at running back, it seems clear to me that he should be the quarterback. I mean, a couple positions you hear, you have all-time greats. And this is one, Aubrey Devine, who we obviously never saw play in the 1920s. He's from Des Moines on Iowa's all-time team. I mean, yeah, he should be on there, but I have a hard time doing much with him since I didn't see him play.
Yeah, I have no idea how good he is. We're just going to take the writers for what they said.
Apparently he was good.
Back in the day, that Aubrey Devine was very good. I'll take Randy Duncan on my list. You can throw some others. Matt Sherman, put him out there. Ryan Driscoll, James Vandenberg. Been a lot of quarterbacks in the state of Iowa. Our own Paul Burmeister.
Larry Lawrence
from Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Kyle McCann. And throw him out there. Any that I missed?
Gary Snook.
I forgot about Gary. Forgot about Gary out there. 319-366-1600. And if you have a comment on the Guppies on the Go text line or on the phone line, want to hear from you out there. Eugene on a Friday joining us here on the Gym Class. Hi, Gene.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good.
I'm going to let you guys cover the quarterbacks. I'm going to throw out a running back, a young man from Bettendorf, Iowa. I'm sure you know who I'm going to say.
Mr. Banks.
Octavian Banks, the excellent soccer player who opted away from soccer to play running back from Iowa and was always a fun guy to watch run. And I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
All right.
Great weekend, fellas.
You too, Eugene. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, Octavian Banks. What, and I've said this many times, what a great, great time it was to just be a fan and to cover Iowa football, Iowa high school football even, when probably two of the best, if not the best running backs that have come through the state of Iowa were squaring off routinely every mm-hmm. year, and that would be Tim Dwight and Octavian Banks. How they still got upwards of 15,000 people at Bates Field to watch Banks and Dwight go at it in a playoff game is still beyond me, but they did. I was there, and it was pretty amazing stuff.
Classic times, no question about it. And if you're going to have Kinnick at running back, he's going to be one of mine along with Octavian Banks. And
then what do you do?
Can I have three in the backfield? Because Eddie Podlak belongs
back there.
We're going
to run the wishbone, baby. We're going to run the wishbone and put Podlak back there as well. Yeah, you can't. But I moved Dwight to a wide receiver. I made it easy.
Yeah, he's got to be wide receiver.
I stuck him as a slot wide receiver out there. But yeah, running backs. How about Al Coupe as well? Back in the day,
never saw him play, but I understand
either.
He was pretty decent.
Played a long career with the Washington Redskins in the NFL,
along with Bill Reichardt from Des Moines.
Absolutely,
who was a very good player in the early 50s.
Yeah, another good one right there. We are not going to forget the fullback position, ladies and gentlemen. And two of them come to mind for me. One of them, the pride and joy of Waterloo East High School, who is probably listening right now. We love you, Lou. We're not going to forget about the fullback position, but Lou Montgomery was a very, very good one for the Hawkeyes. Really was.
No question about it.
And that was in the Fry era. And then in the another one that didn't get as much ink, because he played on some really bad teams. Had a great career down at South Tama. Mm-hmm. John Lazar, he was a terrific fullback.
Friend of the show. We ran into John down at Coach's Corner not too long ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Back in the 1970s. Like I said, didn't play for the greatest Hawkeye teams in the world.
Well, another running back from the 70s that people tend to forget about is Jim Jensen from Davenport Central. And he spent a half a dozen years in the NFL, I believe. Cowboys, Broncos, Packers. Very versatile player who, those were not good teams in the 70s at Iowa, but he went on to a pretty good professional career.
Yeah. Yep. 319-366-1600 if you have a comment on the Guppies on the Go text line. If you want to reach us via the phone lines like Eugene did, you can do that as well.
We're going to get to tight ends and linebackers and some of the suggestions that you're throwing out there. 8480, remember Randy Reiners.
Oh, yeah, Randy Reiners. Fort Dodge right there.
2337 claims Kenny Plain was better than Duncan.
I don't know. Kenny Plain was good, too.
Kenny Plain was in the top 10 in the 1956 Heisman Trophy voting. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Another quarterback that led Iowa to the Rose Bowl.
Absolutely. Kenny was very good, from what I hear. Like I said, I did not have a chance to take a look at him.
Seen film.
Broke down film. Did you break down film, Mark, for our homework assignment this week?
I didn't go that far either.
Wide receivers. This was not as easy. Good wide receivers. I don't think there was an amazing one, but some very, very good ones. The ones I want to throw, Tim Dwight, obviously. Tim Dwight.
Certainly.
Got to put him out there. I will put the duo from the 1985 season, our own Bill Happel out of Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Scott Helverson as well. Throw them both out there. They were the starting wideouts for that Rose Bowl team. And just because I like saying his name and I loved listening to Hayden Fry talk about him, Devin Harbert from Walnut, Iowa. I always had a soft spot in my heart for Devin Harbert.
Yeah, I don't think he's an all-timer, but I'd concur with the rest of them. And I'd also throw out there, I think, Khalil Hill.
I put down Khalil Hill.
From City High. Was underrated. Probably maybe more known as a returner. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But he was a pretty good pass catcher as well. And then a guy I got to know long after his career was over is Don Norton from Anamosa.
Yeah.
A really good end, and played on some good Iowa teams and hung around the area for quite a while, and I believe played in the NFL for a while.
Yeah, it was very good. Throw Keenan Davis out there lately from Cedar Rapids, Washington. Dave Moritz. Remember Dave Moritz?
Yeah, I thought he was from Illinois, though.
I thought he was an Iowa guy.
I could be wrong.
Well, we'll check that out. We'll check that out. But he was at one time, I think, second on the all-time receptions chart. For the Iowa Hawkeyes.
8,900, Andy Brodell and City High's Calvin Davis could have been up there, but injuries plagued them.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. They cut two speedsters' careers short. Both those guys had tremendous speed. Good track guys as well. 319-366-1600, you want to throw out your suggestions. This is the one position, I think, well, besides the offensive and defensive line, tight end. Good luck separating the tight ends in Iowa football history that are from the state of Iowa. I'm not sure you can come up with number one, because who do you go with? Do you go with Marv Cook? Do you go with Dallas Clark? Brandon Myers? Mike Flagg? Just go on down the line here.
Alan Reisner?
Alan Reisner from Marion. Another terrific tight end. I mean, Iowa has been blessed with just amazing tight ends.
The text coming in would suggest, like 7854 said, Dallas Clark and Marv Cook, probably 1-2. I don't know. Dallas Clark, Super Bowl champion, Marv an All-Pro. I don't think he can take one without the other.
Can we have two tight ends on our team?
Sure.
We can go with a two tight end offense right there.
Joe at 3560 points out in his recollection that Lon Olenzak was as good as any tight end Iowa's had.
Oh, yeah.
And that was years ago.
Lon and Jason Olenzak.
Lon was a heck of an athlete.
Mm-hmm. And still here in town, as a matter of fact. And Dad Denny still, believe, coaching baseball up in Decorah, the Hall of Fame coach up there. 319-366-1600 at 347. Let's bring in Bob from Marion, who wants to weigh in on our topic here on a Friday. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Great.
I played with Brad Reed at Linmar.
Another good one.
He was Linmar's best all-around athlete, no doubt.
Yep, good wide receiver.
He played golf. He played everything you could imagine. And, yeah. I think Hayden used him as a decoy, personally.
Hmm. He should have caught more passes, in your opinion, then.
Oh, yeah. You look.
Old number 87 out there. Yeah, good
Thank
stuff.
You.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600. Brad Reed, a Metro guy, as well as a state of Iowa guy. You have any more tight ends?
I don't. I think that covers it. I don't know who I'd pick. Cook and Clark, I think, are right there. But you got other guys that have played in the NFL and others that maybe didn't quite make it, but was still terrific. So that's been a very good position for Iowa over the years.
Another good position has been the offensive line. Going from Brandon Sheriff a couple years ago to Robert Gallery, Casey Wigman, Haight, Vandevelde, all the Hilgenbergs that went through. Mark Sendlinger was a terrific center out of Charles City. Ross Verba. Boy, good luck finding five offensive linemen. Like you said, there's a ton of centers that Iowa's had from the state of Iowa over the years.
Yeah, I think you could throw Austin Blythe, the recent vintage, in there as well. And Jerry Hilgenberg, one of the best centers Iowa's ever had. And then certainly the lineage of the whole Hilgenberg family. A lot of them playing center. Marshall Yanda, come on.
Yeah, Marshall Yanda, too.
Yeah, he's...
Anamosa.
He's an all-pro guy right now. And I go back into the 60s with two Jefferson players, John Muskimmon and Lane McDowell. They were terrific players then. McDowell drafted by the NFL, Muskimmon a couple time All Big Ten, a very good lineman at the time, and on some not so good teams. Matt Petrzelka was very good back in the day out of Regis, and doing a little lawyering these days.
I've heard he's doing some lawyering right now. 319-366-1600. Defensive lineman, as we move to that side of the ball, another stacked area. Jared DeVries, Aaron Campman, Dave Haight, who's going into the Hall of Fame this year. How about old Howard Happ Peterson from Bettendorf, manning the middle? Mitch King from Burlington. I'll even throw LeVar Woods in there. He was on the early Kirk Ferentz teams and now a coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes. One that I put a smile on my face that you remembered, and I looked it up and put him on there immediately. Haystack Hardy, John Hardy from Sioux City Helan, way over in the northwest part of the state of Iowa. He was just nasty on the football field in a good way, but he was nasty out there. Some good defensive linemen, tackles, inside guys, outside guys, rush guys as well. That Iowa's had over the years.
The King and Kroll combination was pretty good. Matt Kroll, also from Eastern Iowa.
Throw the Huffords in there.
I had Paul Hufford on the list. And Ron Gator from Marion.
Yeah.
Drafted by the NFL and had a good career as well. So, that's been a power position group for Iowa for a long time.
Yeah, we need to take one final break. We'll come back and we'll have some more of your texts, phone call as well, as we talk about all-time Iowa football team made up of Iowans. So stay tuned. More to come. Friday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repair, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
Hard Rock's most lethal band, Hailstorm, is back on the road.
Friday, July 15th, 7:30, McElroy Auditorium.
A night of mayhem with Grammy Award-winning Hailstorm. With special guests, Starset and Red Sun Rising, Hailstorm.
General admission seat tickets on sale now. Buy tickets at jadepresents.com, tickets300.com, the National Cattle Congress box office, or call 866-300-8300. Produced by Jade Presents.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the Gym Class on KGYM.
3:52, about five more minutes talking about all-time Iowa football players from the state of Iowa. We've gotten a lot of texts. There are... a few of your suggestions that aren't native Iowans, though.
Yeah, perhaps you're tuning in late. We're talking about Iowa Hawkeye all-time football team composed of Iowa products.
Yeah.
Players who played in Iowa high schools. For example, Chad Henning's thrown out there, of course. He was an Outland Trophy winner from Benton Community, but he played at Air Force. And Jonathan Hayes and
Chief
and Balaga. You know, they didn't play high school ball in Iowa, but... Yeah. Still terrific players.
Still terrific players, but we're looking for players from the state of Iowa. Linebackers. Mark, who'd you have written down there?
As one of the texters pointed out, Pat.
Anger?
Something anger.
He was nasty, too.
Yes, he was.
He's still nasty, probably.
Wally Hilgenberg.
Oh, man.
From back in the day.
Yep. I put Mike Riley down, linebacker.
I definitely think Mike Riley should be on the list. I think James Morris should be on the list.
I do, too.
Several years before that, Tom Ross got a Dubuque Hempstead, a rugged player rugged running back and linebacker. And I'm just going to throw this out there, perhaps futures, when we do this in 10 years, Josie Jewell, I think, has got a chance to be on that list.
I think Josie Jewell will be on that list and could be on there right now. A lot of good middle linebacker types, not a lot of great outside from sideline to sideline guy, but just some good linebackers in there for the Hawkeyes. The one spot, now you lumped all your DBs together.
I did. I didn't separate cornerbacks and safeties.
See, I tried to separate them between corners and safety. If there is one position that we're a little lacking in the state of Iowa, it is the corner position. Notwithstanding good friend Tracy Crocker from Cedar Rapids Kennedy, who played on Hayden Fry's first Rose Bowl team. Dear old number 46.
Mm-hmm.
Because I graduated with his sister, so I got to throw that out there. It's going to get back to Monica. But we'll throw him out.
She's holding something over your head. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But some good DBs over the course. Greenwood from Pleasant Valley is going through what he's going through right now. Even without going through all that off-field stuff, he was still a very, very good safety for the Hawkeyes. Tanner Miller. Throw him out there as well. Kerry Burt, who's still up in the Waterloo area, doing a terrific job working with folks up there. He was a good defensive back for the Hawkeyes.
Jason Olenzak, a really good player as well. And then players from years gone by, he put him in Aubrey Devine's category. Gordon Locke, who was on Iowa's all-time team, never saw him play as a fullback DB. From Denison, let's just assume
he was good.
That he should be on the list somewhere. And somebody out there refreshed my memory. Kenny Plain, did he play defensive back too? I don't remember, but I think I had heard that.
Might have been a two-way player.
Yeah.
Back in the day. There were a lot of two-way players back.
Jordan Bernstein, did you mention him out of Des Moines?
I did not. Yeah. I did not mention Jordan Bernstein out of Des Moines Lincoln, who had a good career for the Hawkeyes. A few problems, but overall pretty good career. The one thing I think we can all agree on, the specialists, I don't think there's any, really any debate between kicker and punter. Kicker, Nate, I don't know if we're going to find one better than Nate Kading from Iowa City West, who was just terrific, went on to a great career with the San Diego Chargers. And as far as punter is concerned, the late, great Reggie Roby. There's no better punter outside of Ray Guy, I think, than Reggie Roby.
God, when he averages almost 50 yards a punt. Yeah, it was unheard of and still is.
And the hang time.
Yeah.
He would routinely put the football on punts at the level of Kinnick Stadium, the top level of Kinnick Stadium. And those were just average punts for Reggie Roby. He was just amazing. What a weapon.
0978, like Nick Gallery. Good punter, but I don't think he was in Roby's category.
No, but a good punter.
Yeah.
A good punter. Appreciate that. Of course, Robert Gallery, we threw him in there as far as offensive linemen are concerned.
Long snapper, Casey Kreider out of DeWitt.
Got to throw Casey Kreider in
there.
How
about that?
Got to have he just edges out Marcus Schnorr as our representative from DeWitt. We love Marcus.
Or does he?
We love Marcus. We played golf with Marcus a few years ago. Good guy. From Todd's Stomping Grounds of DeWitt. So there you go, just a few of those. Thanks for the input. We do appreciate it, as always, on a Friday edition of the program. Speaking of Todd and Tyler, they're going to have a $30 gift card to La Cantina, one more to give away. And for more information on La Cantina, there are two locations, downtown Cedar Rapids or in Marion behind the CVS. Go to LaCantina319.com. And we will see you tomorrow on the golf course.
Sounds good. Hope everybody out there has a safe and terrific holiday weekend. Remember, the Freedom Festival activities going on, including tonight, movie night at the ballpark.
Yeah, so get out and see those. And we will talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great 4th of July. You've been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
I know you're thinking to yourself, I keep hearing Zipa, Zipa, Zipa. If you're sitting there wondering, why try Zipa? Why should I try Zipa? Well, number one, you ain't got nothing to lose. We got terrific customer service. I mean, I'm talking 5-star fancy customer service. That means 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And you want to know the best part? When you call, you're not going to get some kind of computer or something like that. You're going to get a real human being with